Get all the lifestyle news right here on T-Life.
Yo, yo, nice show on TFM here. What's up, my G's? It's your boy TB here. All right, the first pumpkin dish that I made is called the pan-fried pumpkin pancake, which in Mandarin is called nangua pi. It's very simple. Okay, you only need two ingredients. Take 250 grams of pumpkins, steam until soft, then mash them. And then add in 200 grams of glutinous flour by batch. Now, in this process, if you want it to be sweeter, you can add sugar, but, you know, we're trying to be healthy, so we're not going to add any sugar at all. And I feel that pumpkin sweet enough, right? After mixing the pumpkin and the glutinous rice flour, you should get something like a dough. Knead it until it doesn't stick to your hand, and then the dough is ready. Next, you're gonna roll the pumpkin dough into these small round shapes, and then you're gonna press them into a flat shape. Sprinkle some sesame seeds on both sides and pan fry them until both sides are slightly golden brown, and your pan fried pumpkin pancake is done. It is chewy, very, very nice to eat, sweet, and absolutely perfect for an afternoon snack. TFM.
Sit back and relax and enjoy T-Life.
Yo, yo, Nation TFM here. What's up, what's up? It's me, TB here. Alright, this next pumpkin recipe is also a low-calorie recipe. Take about 300 grams of pumpkin, steam until soft, mash them up. After that, you're gonna add in 1 cup of milk, 2 eggs, and give it a good mix. Then you're gonna steam the whole thing for 10 minutes. And this is your steamed pumpkin cake. It's very easy, right? Because you only add milk and eggs and pumpkin. This 3-ingredient super simple cake. A very good and nutritious breakfast recipe. Not only low calories, but very, very delicious as well. Go try it. I think this one will be great for your kids as well. You can have them to bring during eat, bring break time. Or, you know, like, let's say a midnight snack that you're just craving for something. This would be delicious. TFM.
This is life, only on T-Life.
Hello, hello, Night Show TFM here. Hello, it's me, TP. All right, the final pumpkin recipe today we're going to talk about is going to be a very little bit difficult, but also I would think that it's quite easy. First, you're going to take 500 grams of pumpkin, steam until soft, and then mash them up as usual, and add in 400 grams of glutinous rice flour and knead until it is not sticky. Roll it into small round shape like a tang yuan, or like, you know, those balls that you eat during winter solstice. We call it like a rice balls, and then set it aside. Next, you're gonna cut your favorite sweet dessert like pandan soup or white fungus soup, whatever, the bird nest soup, whatever you want. Add in the pumpkin balls and leave it for 15 minutes and it's done. You can also add some red bean paste when making the pumpkin balls, like put it as a filling, and then you would have red bean fillings pumpkin balls. Super delicious as well. Good for a hot day, not so hot day, a cold day or at night. You want something warm and soupy and yet fulfilling. This one, this recipe is good for that. TFM.